All right, Chiz, I'm pissed at you. Fuck you, man. You picked yourself in fantasy, and then you said you were not sure because you made some suspension stuff that you weren't sure about, and then you didn't know if you were going to leave yourself on the team, and you said to me this morning, I'll text you if I pick myself, and you didn't text me.
I forgot, man. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I can't believe you got other things going on.
Hey, payback for no Pulpum X-rays.
Yeah.
I did pick me. I hate picking myself. I honestly don't most of the time. But I'm going through all the picks. I actually did my picks last night just because, you know, service outdoor sometimes is a little sketchy. So I'm like, I don't want to get here and not like be able to load it and pick somebody. So I went through picks last night. I'm looking at handicaps. I'm like, I feel pretty good riding during the week. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do at Paula. But I'm like, I don't see anybody like that jumps out at me that I know would be better like with the way the handicaps are. So
I didn't have Boutron and Lorenzo beating you.
Lorenzo, I ride with him at home. He's been ripping. He's been riding outdoors for a little while. He's been going really fast. Boutron, I had no idea. I don't know if I've ever raced with him. I don't know. But I know who he is, obviously.
He got older than you out here.
Yeah, probably, right? Is he older?
32.
No, I got him by 3 years. Kiefer, what happened to Kiefer?
Crash, first lap of heat qualifying.
I'm coming over. I think it was my second lap, like finish line section. I see him riding on the side of the track, and I'm like, what's he doing?
Yeah.
And I didn't know, but I didn't see him in the results. Yeah. And then I saw the little medical thing on the app. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He hurt his ribs, but yeah, it sucks. Yeah, first lap of sending it. Like, yeah.
I was kind of today. I was like, what if Kiefer beats me? I don't know where I am. What if Kiefer beats me? I can't let that happen. He's older than me. I can't let him beat me. Yeah, honestly, though, for me, it was just like a okay day. It wasn't terrible. It could have been way worse. It wasn't great either. I got 12th overall.
Felt like it was a pretty steady day from you, right?
Yeah, I was just kind of by myself, kind of both motos. There was like that lead group of fast guys, you know, that are left. And then that next group, like where Lorenzo was at first moto, I think Harlan second moto, from like there back to like 10th or 11th, that group, like, I should be in with those guys, I feel like. And I was just kind of just behind that group today, both motos. So starts were pretty good. I was too far outside both motos, but starts were good. We tinkered with the bike, honestly, all day. I changed stuff every time on the track. Just, it was good. We got some direction.
Changed suspension companies.
No, well, yeah, before today. That's been a while.
I don't first think I knew that.
First time racing on it today. I was riding it back during Supercross a little bit, too, testing some stuff. I've tested... I wouldn't say a lot outdoors, but decent amount. But I've done, like I told you earlier, I've done one moto, like 130 before today. So I really didn't know where I'd really fit in and how it's going to go. So like I said, 12th is, I'm not pumped with it. Like I want to do better, but I'll take it. It's okay. It's a good build, I think, for next week. I don't particularly.
You're doing the first three.
First three, probably last three. Just being honest, especially now I've seen the payout. Like, I want to try to be top 20, you know, if I can. So it's a lot of money for me.
Yeah. So. We know you're all about that. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Not enough.